the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Number two, a lack of shared purpose and goals. When you're going in opposite directions, you want different things in life, and you can't find any agreement concerning the direction that you're going in because of a lack of revelation of who you are together and what you can accomplish. When you don't have a common goal and a common vision, then you're going to pull in opposite direction, and when you do, then the walls of separation go up. So, if you're single, you need to make sure that you marry somebody that's going in the same direction you're going in. You can't get hooked up with somebody that don't believe like you believe, don't love God like you love him, don't want to go to church like you want to go to church, and they'll go to church a little bit when you're dating because they want you. Oh, I think I can do it. How long is it going to take me to get out of church for a year? I can hang for a year. And then you marry somebody like that, and in about 6 months, you wake up in the morning, and he growling at you. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? I'm going to have church at the other side of church. I ain't going to church. I ain't going to church. Wasn't no church goer, you know I was before you married me. You was different before that. No, I wasn't. I was just like this. All right. You got to find somebody going in the same direction. Husband, wife, you got to pull together. You can't pull apart. How you going to have unity if you're pulling apart? If you're always going in separate directions. If you have nothing in common. As you grow together as a husband and wife, you got to still grow together, and you still have to keep things in common, or otherwise you're going to grow apart from one another. You have to stay involved in each other's life. You have to keep on operating in first love principles. Praise God. You got to be unified. I know with Cece, she checked me out when I met her. I checked her out. I asked her. I didn't know what God called me to do. I knew it was something, though. I said, God's got his hands on me. I need to find out about her before I really fall in love with her. You can tell when you're about to fall.
Yes, you can.
You can tell when you can't sleep at night thinking about him.
All right.
When you daydream about him, that's all you can see is them. You falling. When you can't wait to talk to them, you falling. When they just talking to you in a conversation, reach over and put their hand on you like that, and you go like, oh. Cece like to talk with her hand. Sometimes we be talking, sitting there, and then she said, but you know, Greg, and she would just do that. Didn't it mean nothing? And I look down there and say, she touched me. She put her hands on me. She touched me. And I pull my hand back and say, it's good for a man not to touch a woman. Don't touch her back, Greg. Don't touch her back. She wasn't meaning nothing by it, nothing sexual with that or nothing like that. But I mean, when you fall in love, every little if she touch you a little pinky, you start seeing stars. She touched me. She touched me. She touched this little hand right here. I said, I may be called in ministry one day. You okay with that? Yep. I said, I might be sent overseas to be a missionary. I don't know what God want me to do. What if I get called to go to the mission field? Then guess what she said? She said, wherever you go, I'm gone. I said, what you talking about? I said, oh, shucky, shucky now. I said, things is going good here now. I said, your mama live in Lake Charles. I said, what if we get to move? We got to move. I ain't in Alexandria. I'm farther away from your mama. Wherever you go, I'm going.
All right.
I said, I may be called to be a pastor one day. What you say about that? Whatever you call to do, I'm called
all
to
right,
do.
All right.
I said, oh, shuck it, shuck it, shuck it. This is the one. This is the one. I am told about my giving. I said, I love to give. At that time, I give away a large sum of money. I said, well, figure how she feel about that. I said, you know, I gave away a lot of money. She said, I love to give too. And then she started giving me testimonies of how she gave. I said, oh, Jesus. Ain't gonna have no problem tithing. Ain't gonna have no problem helping out. See, I'm checking all that out. Right? Because you gotta be going in the same direction. Right? I even checked out and say, now you want any children? Some people find out after they got married that she don't want none. He don't want none. Well, you should have talked about that before you got married. Now you're frustrated. Now you're looking for a way out. She told me she didn't want but two. After Treasure was born, she said, Greg, that's it. I said, okay, I didn't ask you about it either. Because she already done told me. We was unified. So you have to have a shared purpose. You have to be going in the same direction. Husband and wife, you got to be going the same direction. You can't be going in opposite direction and be happy. There's nothing about division that create happiness and peace. You're going in opposite direction and you want to be happy. Welcome to the real world. It ain't gonna happen. You have to get an agreement, and then there's some that just agree to go in separate directions and they just living in the same house. Now they can have peace like that because they agreed now. You do what you want to do, I do what I want to do. They done agreed on that, but I'm gonna tell you it ain't God's best. Because when you get married, you're a team.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. If you're going to be married, then have a marriage. All right, number three, gossip, murmuring, complaining, fault finding builds a wall of separation. These are unity busters. When all you do is complain, when all you do is murmur, when all you do is talk about your husband or talk about your wife to your relatives and to your friends, you can run a person so much in the ground with your mouth to your friends, and all them telling you, child, I wouldn't put up with that. That's why they ain't married. Child, if I was you, I wouldn't do that. And then when you go back to them and work things out, then they want, I don't see how she do it. Because you done told all your business. And some of them be listening to all your business, find out all your weaknesses, and then move in. Some of them will break you up because, hey, I want him. That's a good man. She don't know what she got. I'm going to tell just Lee, I wouldn't put up with that. Listen, we know a fellow that got divorced, and it was no time. And guess who showed up at his house? Her best friend. He told her where to go. But she saw the opportunity to say, hey, that's a good man there. She don't want him. I'll take him. Your best friend. So you had to keep your mouth off your mate. That's one of those principles of first love. Put away corrupt communication. Isn't that one of them? I told you. Put away corrupt communication. Stop murmuring, complaining, always finding fault. And then there's another principle that I told you about, is that you have to compliment more than you criticize. Right? For every constructive criticism you give, there ought to be at least 4, 5, 6, 7 praises. But the devil will flip the script on you and have you find 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, give you a long list of stuff wrong. And you say, well, you see anything right with them? It's hard. I don't see nothing right with them. You don't have a revelation. Your revelation coming from the devil, and all he's showing you is the bad in a person. You have to keep your mouth off your mate, and you can't be running your mate in the ground with people that you work with, family members that's always in your business. You stay in unity together. Number four, unresolved conflicts and disagreements or strife. When you have conflict and disagreement, they ain't just going to go away. We just say, well, we ain't going to talk about it. I'm going to tell you, it's still there. Yeah. When you don't resolve conflicts or come to a solution and agreement on what you're going to do about it, then that thing will just stay there and fester. And that's what we call undercurrent, where ain't nobody saying nothing, but you got some deep-seated feelings on the inside that's working against your unity. They will fester and eventually blow up. Undercurrent is a dangerous thing to have working in you, and it's a ticking time bomb. Because if you hold ill will in your heart, or you got things that you're not happy about, and you don't say nothing, and you just laugh and smile and go along, I'm going to tell you, it's just a matter of time before it erupts. And then it all come out at one time. You say, I don't know where that came from. Undercurrent, you have to keep that out of your life. You got to resolve your conflicts. That means you got to learn how to communicate with each other. You need to learn how to talk to one another and not just talk at one another. You ought to have some ground rules for how you're going to talk. Ain't going to be no cursing. We're going to listen. We're going to try to understand. I'm going to pay attention. I'm going to hear your heart, not just your words. All of these things go into making good communication.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
I'd like to invite you to special services with New York Times bestselling author, Minister Bill Weiss, author of 23 Minutes in Hell, on Sunday, June 22nd at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m.
At 3 o'clock in the morning, I was picked up and taken by the Lord and dropped off in a prison cell in hell. It was rough-hewn stone walls with bars. My mouth was so dry. I noticed the first thing was the tremendous heat. There's not enough air. And I noticed there were these huge creatures in this cell. And they were just cursing God, and they had absolutely no mercy. I could see flames in the distance. The flames were raging hundreds of feet in the air. I could hear millions of people screaming, and they're burning, literally burning. It's not important for people to believe my experience. The most important point is that God loves us so much.